775-0623. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. With all the news about Donald Trump and how Mar-a-Lago, the FBI, went in illegally and took what they wanted. Well, I didn't plan to talk about Donald Trump today. I have other things I wanted to visit with. I wanted to talk about our favorite word, sustainability. The Pope, and he urges sustainability, and the Rockefellers, they are urging sustainability, and the Clinton Foundation urging sustainability, the World Economic Forum, and all of the environmental groups, their favorite word, sustainability. But I'm going to begin with Donald Trump. I had planned to do programs in the past back in the time when he was president, and I never did do these programs, and I wished I would have. And during that time, I knew that Donald Trump was under curses from the coven world internationally. You don't have to believe me. I'm not asking you to believe me. You may not understand really what I'm going to present to you. But everybody knows that there are little ghosts. There are things that go bump in the night. We were down at a wedding, or well, actually it wasn't a wedding. It was a funeral down in Denver at one of the homes near the botanical garden. And people won't stay there at night, because at night they hear things go bump in the night. And so no one will stay in that massive property at night, because there's something there that frightens people. I wish I would have done this in 2017, 2018. I knew, understanding the occult world like I do, I should have done it, but I didn't. I'm going to touch on it today to begin with. But firstly, the reason Donald Trump became president was because it is in the Bible. Again, I don't ask you to believe me, especially the Christian community. You of all people, those that might be tuning in for the first time, you of all people should know the prophecies about people at the end of the world and the nations that exist at the end of the world. And there were two prophecies of Donald Trump in the Old Testament on the day that Solomon dedicated the temple. There was a stranger that Solomon told the children of Israel. He was not of the children. He was not Hebrew, but he would come from a distant nation. And he would come to Israel and pray toward the temple. That was fulfilled by Donald Trump when he, in his first year of his presidency, within, I think it was 6 months, I think it was 2017, he went, prayed toward the temple, fulfilling Solomon's prophecy about a coming king from a distant nation, from a Gentile nation. The second prophecy, Donald Trump, Revelation chapter 17, the riddle of seven kings. Seven kings in eight administrations. And the riddle was about the presidents of the United States of America. I have presented this for the last 3 years. I know people still scratch their head, still won't buy it. It's okay. It does say that the seventh king in that riddle would be a noble king, an honorable king. He would be a king with dignity. But he would not be a king that would commit the crimes that the other six kings would commit. He would be the one king that would truly be a king to his nation, or a president, what a president should be. Many of the anti-Trump in the Democrat Party, and even in the Republican Party, the non-Trumpers, they have unfriended Donald Trump. You can unfriend him all day long. But he's in the Bible. He's a seventh king. When he comes into power in his administration, he will continue a short space. He won the last election. It is proven. It has been proven and been admitted that he did win the election. But he was not allowed to take his seat in the Oval Office. An imposter has taken that seat. But still, according to the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, he will continue a short space. He should have a full 8 years, but he won't get a full 8 years. He won't get a half. He'll get a little bit longer than a half. He's still president, legally. He's still the legal president of this country. But the Bible said he would continue a short space. He still has political sway, as we are seeing presently in this coming election. He has very strong political influence, and he would be. He would have it. But the forces that be, the occult forces, they are frantic. We'll continue with this in a second. We'll talk about all the witches that have been cursing this man since his early in his administration.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to
Well, because this is kind of a New Agey audience, I thought I would play a New Agey song. And there will be no peace, and there will be no a song that will be sung by the nations of the world in perfect harmony. That time has ended. Going back to Donald Trump, this just so happened, I'm going to read an article, not out of a Christian website, not out of Christian news, but out of Vox. We'll go to the secular news to see what they had to say about witches that had been cursing Donald Trump during his presidency. And it just so happened, this article comes out on October 30th, within the 3 days of the occult Halloween season, where they sacrifice humans, October 30th, 2017. And the top of the name of the article is, Each Month, Thousands of Witches Cast a Spell Against Donald Trump. How the witches of the magic resistance rise up against the Trump administration. Not just against Donald Trump, but against the whole administration. Here's what it says. On a typical Wednesday, by the light of the waning moon, Kate Duchette joined several thousand strangers on the internet casting a spell to bind Donald Trump. Duchette, which is her married name, not her legal name, is one of the resistance witches. I've talked about the witches on this program many times in California. At least 13,000 strong umbrella group of internet neo-pagans, Wiccans, solo practitioners who self-identify as hedge witches, longtime magical practitioners in various traditions, and committed activists. They come together each month since Trump's inauguration with one objective, one goal, to perform a spell, equal parts quasi-religious ritual and activist performance, to bind the president, forming a collective known as the Magic Resistance. The spell, a variant on the traditional binding spell found in many contemporary neo-pagan and other occult practices, involves channeling energy to limit Trump's power so that he may fail utterly, that he may do no harm to them, to their world, to the occult world. Some members, like Duchette, cast a spell alone at home, communicating with fellow activists by Facebook messengers around each monthly ritual, which is timed to coincide with the waning moon, and exchanging the photographs of home altars. Others, like Magic Resistance, New York City's moderate known as Catherine Gojira, practice right in front of their stated enemy, casting the spell in front of Trump Tower. Nearly all resistance witches share a passion for the collective aspect of their practice, allowing them to channel feelings of powerlessness about the current administration, while reviving a sense of community and ritual many report missing from their daily experience. Duchette was raised Catholic in a predominantly born-again Protestant Christian area. She said she left the church after finding its attitude toward sexuality and social issues regressive. She told Vox that for her, The binding spell was very similar to prayer, which I've had no use for most of my life, as well as to meditation, which she prefers. Like many practitioners of the spell, Duchette was interested in the occult before she signed up for classes, but never cast a spell before she saw fellow interested witches posting about how binding spells about the binding spell online. So this is just one that I wanted to present. All through his administration, they were casting spells for disharmony, disunity, for the men who Trump would bring in to work against Trump, to fight his policies. In spite of all that, and look at the men that came in that Trump had to dismiss. You think these men weren't being affected by these type of spells? You look at the vice president, who is now even running or backing a president against one of the Trump supporters. You don't think Pence? This Pence, I know who this guy is. He's worthless. Like a Pence was the lowest, one of the lowest, almost not quite as low as a Mina in the Bible. But Pence was pretty worthless. And could that be a type? Could it be saying that Pence as an individual, for this country's sake, was pretty worthless? And here Pence is working with a man who is surrounded in value by gold. Everything he touched seemed to be turned to gold with all his business dealings. Even when he went into bankruptcy, still, because of his abilities as a businessman, just like many others who go bankrupt but return and continue and are successful. This man wasn't just successful in business. He became president of this country, even though the machine did all that was possible to keep him out. Then you have the occult machine in the occult world, which, just like I'm reading this article, they, from before he became president, the occult world was busy with rituals, not just monthly, but probably every day. The occult world was trying to put in their queen of the occult, and they were unsuccessful. Why? Because Donald Trump is prophesied about in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is the seventh king. There are seven kings, eight administrations. We're about to finish the Trump administration. We're still in Trump's administration. The imposter, he can be, on paper, he can be the president. But biblically speaking, he is not. Donald Trump is still legally the president. This is why still he has great power politically to influence so many people throughout this country. I'm presenting this to you from a different perspective. You can look at him in a natural sense, or you can look at him from the biblical perspective. I hope you can see it. Now, you have these witches. I have other articles, other articles I could begin to read to you too, but too numerous. You just go online and put in the witches that cursed Donald Trump, and you'll come up with, you'll sit there for 2 or 3 days just reading all these different stories of covens throughout the country, throughout the world, that cursed this man. Why? Because this man is interfering with the occult New World Order. Still to this day, he is interfering with it. And the occult world, they know that they cannot stop the prophecies. They know that they're going to get their day in court to do more evil than they're doing presently. But they also know that eventually that day will come to an end. They know eventually all of their witchcraft and all of their sorcery, everything pertaining to the occult, and the other kingdom is going to be powerless when Christ returns to judge the nations. And when he judges the nations, he's going to judge the occult, all of the occult activity in every nation internationally. They don't like it. They know it's going to happen. They can't stop it. They have been truly deceived. They know they're deceived, but they prefer to be deceived than to receive Christ and be saved for eternity. So they can't stop the prophecies. But eventually, like I've mentioned before, Donald Trump, at the right time, God is going to dismiss him. This God of heaven will dismiss him from his duties. Now, what that means, does that mean via assassination? Does it mean via some other, maybe just sickness? What does it mean? Maybe he will just take his wife and his children, those that want to go with him, and leave this country and go to a nation where he may be somewhat sheltered. With this machine, that's what I call it, really, there's no place safe on earth. There's no place safe in heaven, in outer space. You can have the money to build an elaborate station up in space. You're still not going to be safe. This is what the Bible states. So I don't know how God is going to dismiss Donald Trump. God will dismiss him. And when he is dismissed, the eighth king, a king that is of the previous seven kings, the eighth administration will come into its power. And the eighth king, who is one of the seven initial kings or presidents, one of these seven presidents, excluding Donald Trump, there are six to pick from. Of the six people, only four are living, I think. Let's see, Carter's alive, but Carter's not going to be, he's not fit. You have George Jr., he's not fit. You have William Clinton, he's not fit. And I think, other than that, Donald Trump or Barack Obama. And with Barack Obama, he's about the only one that would fit the bill, fit the prescription, would be the one that would be most likely to be that person that is in control of the last administration, which would be, I would think, maybe another 8-year administration in that vicinity. And the last administration of this country. I'm presenting this to you from a different perspective. Not from just a perspective of our government, but I'm looking and presenting it to you from a biblical point of view. If I'm correct, America is the nation of these kings. If I'm correct, the first of these kings is Jimmy Carter. The seventh person would be Donald Trump. You have a right down the line. You can just go from Jimmy Carter to Reagan. You can go to Bush Sr., to Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, and Donald Trump, number seven. And one of those previous presidents, excluding Donald Trump, will come back to power. And I think, if I remember correctly, the seventh king, or the eighth administration, will be the last administration, and I believe it will be. My eyes and my bets are on Barack Obama, Barry Satoro. In that administration, the principle for whoever rules this nation in that administration, you will not have, I don't think, elected governors of the states of this country. I think this country will be divided into, some say, 10 sections. And each section or each region, there will be an appointment to that region. It will be just in the principle of senior executive service. services. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Well, they put a spell on Donald Trump. They thought they could stop him. They did interfere the powers of the witchcraft of these type of people. There are consequences. They are powerful. But they cannot stop prophecy. What God said will happen in the Bible will happen. They know it. They are more aware of the power of the Bible and the prophecies of the Bible, and the people who are true believers in Jesus Christ, they are more aware of the power of the Spirit of God and the miracles that He will bring into time. And they know that when Donald Trump won the presidency, I think their prophets in the covens knew they could not stop Trump. Why? Because they knew that the Spirit of God was on Donald Trump. Receive this or not, he is a born-again Christian. He did meet Christ. I don't know where, I don't know when, I don't know the situation. But he went from being a nominal Christian, meaning in name only, not a real Christian, just he did believe in maybe religion, and he did believe maybe in a greater power. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. But at some point, he realized that God had a plan for him, and he knew that he would need God for that plan, and that plan would be to run for president, to become president of this country, and to bring some peace to America for a period of time. We haven't reached the full intensity of the coming hurricane. We're heading that way. This country, politically, is heading that way. Economically, you can see already the direction we have gone. Donald Trump knew. Before he ran, he actually, I believe I had heard that he had been visiting and gone to, somehow there were a group of black pastors, and he told them that, pray for me so I know what to do, if I'm to run or not to run. I think it was something to that effect. And they did pray for him. And he made the decision to run. He was going to run in 2012, but the time wasn't right. But then, when the 2016 campaign time, the election campaign was ready to move, he knew it was time. He knew, I believe instinctively, that he did not have a chance against Barack Obama during Obama's at the end of Obama's first term. That is in the Bible. Barack Obama is the sixth king or the sixth president. And he had to be in power for two full terms because he had to, Obama had to not only begin the destruction of this country as a curse, which happened in right about 2008, 2009. That's what he does. He doesn't bring blessing, he brings a curse. But in the second half of his administration, he, Obama, Barry Satoru, had to set in place a machine for his coming return to power. And that machine was used to frustrate what Donald Trump had intended to do during his administration. But the machine did not frustrate Donald Trump because the machine, the occult machine, knew that God was with Donald Trump, and everything that Donald Trump did, for the most part, did was a blessing to this country and a blessing to the nations of the world. I read last week the 25 things that Donald Trump did during his administration, just 25. Actually, it was kind of like 23. Two of the items were repeated. But still, he accomplished more for this country to stop the march of globalism and the globalists to bring about devastation to this country before time. He put a halt temporarily to their evil. And now, the individual who is frustrating the globalist plan is Vladimir Putin. And to Vladimir Putin, you can say you might as well bring in Xi Jinping, some of the Turkey, some of the other nations of the world who have made a decision to distance themselves, to unfriend empire. An unfriend empire's control petrodollar control. They're unfriending America. Well, they'll be able to unfriend America for a while, but when the person that's going to replace Donald Trump, when he returns to power, the nations that won't go along with the objectives of empire and this global world, which is for the most part Western Europe, they will be punished. We, in this country, our Defense Department, the weapons that we have have not been really put on display yet. We don't know what this country holds in its arsenal. We don't know what Russia holds in its arsenal. Russia is using, three-generation-old technology and weaponry to crush Zelensky in the Ukraine and to stop NATO and European nations and American sanctions from destroying Russia. They're not going to do it. You can't stop prophecy. Russia has to be great. And Vladimir Putin has made Russia great. And Donald Trump still, as president, still legal, he still has political authority. And you can see it. And this is what is frightening the occult world. And this is why the occult world continues to curse this man and to curse the people around him that are still making waves, and the waves that are interfering with the globalists' objectives. The globalists, like the devil, they are vindictive. They are relentless. Well, the Bible said they would be. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Podcast 1360KHSC.com.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few.
And I really had a hard time playing this song, but because Donald Trump, there will come a day, a time, when God will release him and from duty. He will be what God intended he accomplish, he will have accomplished it. And it will be a sad, I think, a sad day. It was a sad day when he was refused to, when they would not allow him to take his second term. But he's accomplished what he was to accomplish. He did what he was ordered to do, the good and the bad. I don't understand the... I know he was deceived concerning the vaccinations. But you have to understand, in the Bible, what the wicked are allowed to do, they will do it. Whatever God says is going to happen in the Scripture has to happen, good or bad. And Donald Trump, he still is a, will be a, an individual who was noble. He definitely was a man of dignity. He was a, truly a man of peace. You know, it was a joke when the president, when Barry Satoru won the Peace Prize for nothing before he even came into office, in a sense. But Donald Trump really deserved that award. Will he ever get that award in this world? No. But the rewards that he has will be taken with him into eternity. He will be there with Christ. He, at one day, was a nominal Christian in name only, but one day something happened, and he did meet Christ. And he was ready for duty. And he was prepared, trained by God through his whole lifetime for a purpose. And he has been moving forward in that objective and that purpose to this very day. But again, sadly, I just have to say that there will come a time when Donald Trump will be dismissed from duty. We all, at some point, we're dismissed from our duties in life. And we, you know, whether we retire or whether we go to be with God, we go to the grave, we go to be with the Lord. And for those that are God haters, there comes a day when they also are relieved of their duty and their evil. What they have accomplished in the evil with their hands in their lifetimes, what they've done, all the evil that they have done with their hands during their lifetime, that will come to an end too. Well, maybe the evil continues on. For example, you have foundations of these very powerful people. They die, but the foundations continue into the future doing great harm to the earth. Like, you know, the Rockefellers, sustainability. And like with the Pope, totally in line with sustainability, calling for a new world order after the pandemic. Pope Francis, you know, his visit to Canada, he finally admits that the Catholic Church was involved with genocide through the policies of the Catholic Church in Canada. Then, you know, Francis calls hunger a crime. He calls hunger a crime. I don't really know how much Vatican money actually goes into purchasing rice or staples for the poor people of the world. I don't know. And, you know, then you have the Clinton initiative, sustainability. And with all these initiatives of all these foundations, every single initiative is a globalist objective. Donald Trump, to his credit, did what he could do to interfere with the plans of the globalists. And he was successful, too successful. This is why every agency that was part of the continuity of government agency in this country, and not only in this country, but internationally, with the Chinese, were involved in interfering with Donald Trump's presidency, because he put sanctions on them, severe sanctions. China, Xi Jinping, didn't like it. You know, if he can't continue as a, economic, if he can't keep China's economy going, the election's coming up, and that's the big threat to Xi Jinping. If he can't keep this economy in China moving, well, they're going to maybe try to vote him out. I don't think so. I think Xi Jinping is there to Armageddon. I think he's the one that's going to orchestrate the Armageddon campaign with all the Asian sisters. I think personally that he is the man. Just like Donald Trump was used in America, Xi Jinping will be used with the Eastern countries, Asian nations, to bring fear to the coming Antichrist. And also with the Islamic world. The Islamic world is going to be part of this great campaign at Armageddon. The armies of the West, the armies of the Far East, the Islamic armies, and who knows what else, are going to try to destroy the little nation of Israel from off of the face of the earth. It is a concerted campaign of all the nations to eliminate the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. At the same time, there is a New World Order plan to eliminate all of Christianity from the face of the earth, to eliminate all of God's seven churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, to eliminate this body of believers. Why? Because like Donald Trump, as a believer, Donald Trump had people praying for him while the occult world was praying against him. And in this battle for that 4 years, in spite of all that they did to interfere with his objectives, he still came out victorious. And they even, the secular press came out and said, "We can't believe it. This has got to be a miracle." It was a miracle, number one, that he even won the election. And then miracle after miracle after miracle. And they recognized miracles, things that should not have happened. The deep state, the spying on the Trump campaign before the election with Barry Satoro. Barry Satoro was involved deeply in the continuity of government. One of the main things in his arsenal was all the intelligence agencies, all of the senior executive services. Then you have the continuity of government. So, but still, it took, but they did have authority here in the last election. And what they're fearing again is you went from a Tea Party back in 2012 to the new Patriot Movement in 2016, the MAGA, and now you have a continuing patriotic movement, and you might say it's even gotten stronger. People are even more involved than before. But again, I have to emphasize that God is the one who puts powers in place, and he removes powers as he decides, according to his purpose, according to his will. Donald Trump was put in power, but the time is coming when he will, I use the word dismissed. I don't know what will happen. I cannot say. There's talk now of, I know during his presidency, there were, I think, about 30 attempts to assassinate him. They all failed. because he's in the Bible, and how he's going to be dismissed. There's also presently discussions, news coming out that there may be an assassination attempt on Mr. Trump, on the president. We don't know. Should they be successful in that, he's going to be with Christ forever. His children, they're also under attack. Anybody that is related to him, I don't know what would happen to Melania. I think it would be best if she moved back to, I'm not sure where she came from initially, but we're witnessing something happening in this present political scenario that is, I don't know how to describe it. I believe that probably in the next 90 days, something major will happen. I know that the globalists cannot allow the people who are going to, and anybody that's going to interfere with the globalist objectives, they are all a target. Everyone that's interfering with the globalist plan, the World Economic Forum, Soros objectives, even the Kissinger's plan. I know the Kissinger, he doesn't want the nations of the world to remove themselves from the petrodollar system, because that was Henry Kissinger's baby through the Rockefellers. That's his legacy, the petrodollar system. He doesn't want the world to come off of that system, because that system is a system of control. I always talk about these apparatus of terror. Well, we don't know what is in this arsenal militarily. We don't know. We're beginning to have insight into the digital world, into what happens on Facebook, how everybody is being profiled. The cameras now, you take a photo and you send it to somebody else. The cameras are all in these new phones. They are also doing your, that identifies your face. It does all the facial features, all that. It can break it into 10 different sections of your face so that they identify you immediately anywhere in the world. Anybody that's tied into that network. So, now, okay, I think I should probably get to today's program. I should probably get to facilitating the globalist agenda and hope for the world. Well, I guess I won't get to that one. I should maybe try to get to Pope Francis calls for a new world order a year ago. Well, I ain't going to get to that one either. Well, maybe I should just go to the Pope urges sustainability, and he wants just distribution of the Earth's resources, the Vatican News. Anybody that's going to oppose these objectives is a target. Pope Francis admitting that the Catholic Church was involved in genocide in Canada, but not just Canada, internationally. Other nations of the world, South America, Asia. Rick Rodriguez, that's it. Ends today's program, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Separation anxiety has begun. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great dinner.
Are you tired of your cabinet slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end, no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.